It's time for Vikings Game Plan from the TCO Performance Studios. Paul Allen joined by Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer off a victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers into a game against the Detroit Lions. In that win against the Buccaneers, the offense was going deep. A lot of deep passes with Case Keenum. What led to the deep game?
Well, it was great. We had protection all day long in the pocket. We had some good route combinations, and they had a couple corners hurt, and so we were able to attack them.
Another good game for rookie running back Dalvin Cook. He even scored his first National Football League touchdown.
Hand off Dalvin up the middle, leaked for the end zone, touchdown!
When you look at Dalvin's first three games, do you think naturally he's better inside or getting outside?
Well, I think he hits a lot of creases, but he does have the speed to get to the perimeter. And you know, I think if you go back and you go back the New Orleans game, he had some outside runs against Pittsburgh. He dipped inside and then back outside. And then this week, he had a couple where he took it inside and then got on the safety. So, you know, he's a really well-rounded back.
What about linebacker Anthony Barr? What's he doing well these days?
Well, you know, a lot of teams are taking some of the pressure things away from him, and so we've had to adjust to a lot of different things. But he's doing a great job in coverage. I think he's been playing the run well. He's doing a nice job in tackling, and we need to continue to do that as we go forward.
How does Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford look these days?
He's good. He's, he's scrambling, running around, finding receivers open. We're going to have to be very careful how we rush him. Golden Tate's done a great job in getting open. They've got some speed receivers on the outside. So we're going to have to do a great job in coverage this week.
You know, last week we talked about the importance of keeping Jameis Winston in the pocket. Is that the same situation with Matthew?
Yeah, a lot of it. There's times when we're trying to flush him and then get him to a certain guy. But for the most part, he does a lot of damage. The difference is Jameis would scramble to throw.
Yeah.
Stafford, he'll scramble to run.
Yeah.
So, we got to do a good job with him and making sure that everything's organized, pressures. When we're pressuring, we have to do a great job of containing him in the pocket, keeping the running lanes down, and same thing with our four-man rush and three-man rush.
What about their running back Theo Riddick, specifically catching passes?
Yeah, he does a great job out of the backfield. He's very, very shaky, gives you a lot of little jukes, and then heads one way and back the other. Does a good job on screens. We're going to have to do a good job in all those areas.
Speaking of catching passes, let's watch a nice one. Medtronic Film with Mike Zimmer. Take it away.
Third down and seven. Blitz coming. And wide open again is Thielen, and that is a first down at the 11-yard line.
Tampa Bay had a tendency to try to blitz off the slot, especially when you got down here in the red zone. And Case actually did a really nice job. He checked the protection, so we were working out to the nickel coming off the edge. And really, as you see, it's single coverage. Got the safety on Adam Thielen. The corner jumps the underneath route. The defender was too high, and so he breaks back out on the seven. Case makes a nice throw on the sideline. It was a good job. Great job by Case. Great job by the offensive line. Good route combination, and everything worked out.
As good as Adam is, do you leave games surprised he doesn't get more coverage?
You know, I think a little bit has to do with having Cook in the backfield, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I think in this game, I think Tampa Bay focused on having Case Keenum beat him.
Yeah.
So they were going to load up in the running game, try to do that. But you see, this is an excellent job by the whole offensive line. We're slide protection to the left. You see Nicky Easton cuts the nickel. Riley widens the guy up past the quarterback, and then they run a game, and Mike Remmer sees the game coming back to the backside, and he gets a little help from a chip with Kyle. And then everything else worked out.
Now let's take a look at a nice pass rush on Jameis Winston with a play that, was inches from an interception.
Four-man rush. And Winston gets rid of the ball. It looked like a sure interception. It was Robinson giving chase.
We're showing our blitz look, and then we pop back out. We're going to end up playing a zone defense. They come out, and actually this is one of the harder routes to defend. They've got a cluster on the front side. The X has a cut split, and we do a really nice job. Eric Kendricks has to pass those two receivers and work back to the X coming underneath, and then Harrison's off the back, and then you see the corner tops and the nickelback. I think that's Terrence. He takes the slot receiver on the wheel route.
Wow.
But we do a nice job in that.
And that's then, a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. We got to work on that every day. But Brian sets up this guard, nice, beats him back to the inside. Griff gets chipped, and so the quarterback tries to spin back out of there, and we're power rushing the front side with Donnell, trying to keep him back over there to him, because we would prefer to flush him to left. Now, he makes a throw here that you know, I thought we were going to pick it, and the tight end made a nice catch.